Lord God, we want to thank you for this night. Lord, you've opened up the way for us to be together in spite of what's going on, in spite of the smoke, and in spite of everything that the enemy would put in our way. Lord, you've opened up the way, and you've given the word, Lord. And I pray that you would open up Brother's mouth and speak through him, Lord, and open our ears to hear your words. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're living in very difficult times. I started a sermon this week on the eagles and the buzzards. Lord really showed me very plainly that some of the Christians are either eagles or buzzards. Because an eagle, the way that God made him, he goes out for live meat as his eating. And a buzzard, just the opposite, he goes for dead meat. He goes for roadkill. He goes for any unclean thing. He's a scavenger. But the eagle's not. The eagle's way up there. How come I sheet them of glory? God expects us, he told me this the other day, as children, after we're saved, that actually we're like the sheep. But when we get saved, or we should be, we're not like the sheep, because a sheep is forever wandering. The Bible says they need a shepherd. So that's why pastors got in such a place for the people, because of the sheep. But that's untrue for those who come into the fullness. God made us, I lift my eyes to hills. Whence come my help? Hast thou known? Hast thou heard? The everlasting God, the creator of the heaven and earth, faineth not. Neither does he grow weary. There is no searching to his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. The youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There's a real message in this, because God supernaturally wants to touch his people in this last hour by a way, if I can pick it down for people to understand it, in a realm that will give you strength over the powers of darkness that's come in this world. He wants you to be an overcomer. You cannot be an overcomer as a buzzard, because you're taking in dead food. Bible says in Revelation, the Spirit wants to speak to the church. And truly the Spirit wants to speak to the churches, but the churches are not open to the Holy Spirit. Where it should be is, God showed me, that we should be alive unto God, but dead to sin in this world. But see, the process of our Christian endeavor has brought us into baby Christians. There was no words of that you better grow, but you'll never get up to the eagle until you grow. You're going to be down to the buzzard, because our nature is of the buzzard. And ye have to quicken who are dead in trespasses, and where we once walked all according to the course of the world, according to the principality of the air, that spirit that now works in all of the children of disobedience, in times past who you were once. For grace you are saved through faith. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. We know it's Jesus, but Jesus is just a starting point. And we put our people to be just like me as a father. My son and my daughter would never been able to, and they was crippled, couldn't work, they couldn't live. They was just, in life, they was just sort of bedfast. Well, that's the way the Christians are if they don't have the Holy Spirit. Because the powers of darkness are too great to combat within yourself. Be ye strong in the Lord, and the power might put you on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. But it goes down that same scripture in Ephesians, it's through the Spirit of God that makes this happen. All these facets, all these dispensations are all connected to the Holy Ghost. I went through them day by day. The Holy Ghost is the answer. Anybody with a brain that can just, he would say, yeah, that's it. But the enemy has brought a lot of blindness in. But we're okay. And okay is a security in ourselves. God wants us to be okay in him. He's our Father. Father's been telling me right now, it's been hard on him putting me through what I've went through. But he's done that because of the awfulness of people in this world, especially against the Holy Ghost. He's done everything. It's just like today, I'm before this service, I could not breathe again. Now God could heal me instantly, but he won't do it because I have to bear that cross. We all have to bear a cross. Lord Jesus Christ. He did something to me 18 months ago When I had my stroke, I found myself, couldn't move, but I was happy. But for people that, in the natural, I was a vegetable. And I think that's the way a lot of our people are as Christians. You have no joy, have no peace, you ain't got very much power, no power, and your confusion's all over. Well, there's confusion, there's every evil work. God's here to bless us, to make His face to shine upon us. But an ego learns one thing. They don't try to associate with the everything that's below them. They soar up and up. They soar to the heavens. Because that's what God made them. He made us that way too. He said, Psalms 121, I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. The Bible says, unity with the brethren. We're not to be talebearers. We're not to call strife. And this is some of the things that our churches are guilty of. They're guilty of, well, even worse than that. But the churches are pretty guilty. And God never makes mistakes. A lot of times why a lot of past people don't have their prayers answered because husband and wives don't get along. And that's a no-no with God. It says, you gotta love your wife that your prayers will be answered. That's automatic. I went to a little thing quite a few years ago on a Sunday afternoon. I was gonna help this couple out for put on some kind of a church deal. They wouldn't afterward. I found out they needed church themselves. But anyway, I went, tried to help them, but you couldn't even sing there. See, you couldn't even sing. So I finally went to him. I said, you and your wife have been fighting, haven't you? He says, yeah, how'd you know? I said, well, it's all over you. It was all over him. You could see it. And that's where we are in our spiritual realm. God sees us whatever we have in us. If we've cheated, we lied, He sees us. And all the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. So we need to take account of ourselves that our life is pure, holy, without spot or wrinkle, blameless. Then we might walk in victory. We might be an overcomer. Revelation says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. The Lord's coming at a time when people are so caught up in things, in our troubles. So that's why we really need Jesus. He keeps our mind pure on Him. Without Him, there is no strength. There's no power. God literally wants to bless you as an eagle, not as a buzzard. Too many people are down in the mully grubs, and that's where buzzards get it. Barnyards. Barnyards are where chickens or fowls are. But you know, eagles are way up there. They're up in the mountains. I don't know where they are today. The smoke, they must be up someplace. But there's a few eagles still around. Up here, Gold Ranch, there's eagles. And they make these big nests. They're really quite a bird. In the mountains, they get up in the high places because God made them that way. But God's given us all a chance to mount up the wings of eagles. And we'd not be running, not be worried. We'd walk and not faint. I believe that God wants to touch your hearts in a very special way. Bless your people, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let them be open to the eagle, but closed to sin. The churches are just full of self and selves from man. God literally wants to have a church that we haven't got it figured out, that He is the leader, but everybody has programs, schedules, so they're going to have that when the Lord comes. But Jesus said, will He find faith when He came back? And truly, will He? It's questionable. Too many people looking at the things. The main thing is they ask Jesus, what's in my coming? He says, all these signs shall come, but that'll be His coming. That's what Jesus, 24th chapter of Matthew, declares the coming of the Lord. All this other was just leading up to that. So we're all leading right up now to the coming of the Lord. So we need to be ready. We need to be loving Him, thanking Him, wanting Him to come back. Because He said He's coming for those that love His appearance. That's the bottom line. God bless all of you. Brother Clint, would you pray for this service and pray a mighty blessing on God's people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your touching Brother Freedom. Lord, we pray for that listener out there too that may be going through a very difficult time and they're looking of the touch of God. Thank you, Lord, for your healing touch, your delivering touch, your saving touch, and thank you for filling those that are seeking you with the wonderful Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless all of you.